New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030. Implementation Plan. Summary of Work to Action. Health Priority Area. Producers Note. This document shows the logo of Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, with a QR code to a video of the New Zealand Sign Language name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 23rd of April 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by /in then 4 digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030. Implementation Plan. Summary of Work to Action. Health Priority Area. Introduction. The New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030, the strategy, has 34 actions across 5 priority areas of education, employment, health, housing, and justice. During 2026, 13 actions will be delivered or started. 6 actions will be developed. 12 actions will be scoped, planned. This document is a change story to explain the goal for the health priority area and the supporting actions, when the actions will be done and by which government agencies, the order for actions and the links between the actions, the risks and challenges to doing the actions. A change story for each priority area is on the Faikaha Ministry of Disabled People website. Education, aicomms.nz/9177. Employment, aicomms.nz/4753. Housing, aicomms.nz/8830. Justice, aicomms.nz/5118. Health change story. In the health priority area, there is a goal and 5 supporting actions. In 2026, 1 action will be delivered, 3 will be developed, and 1 will be scoped, planned. The health actions cover a range of issues. They will be led by either the Ministry of Health, MOH, or Health New Zealand, HNZ. Goal for health. Disabled people will achieve the highest possible standard of health and well-being. Actions for health. To make progress towards the strategy's goal for health, government will do the following. 1. Review and improve policies and practices so the health journey is equitable, accessible and inclusive. This review will cover all interactions with the health system, communication, information, technology, decision-making, service design and delivery, and the built environment. Self-determination will be key, including making sure tools for self-determination and supported decision-making are standard practice in healthcare, especially for people with different communication, cognitive or psychosocial needs. 2. Train the health workforce to deliver services that are inclusive, culturally safe and easy to navigate. This includes increasing disabled people throughout the health and disability workforce. This can be done through recruitment and workplace policies, inclusive and accessible work environments, and career development. Embedding disability responsiveness and lived experience in workforce training and ongoing professional development. 3. Build disabled people's skills and knowledge to take up health system roles. Government agencies will find ways to build disabled people's capability for health system design, consultation, monitoring, leadership, and advisory and governance roles. 4. Identify disabled people in national health data. This will make disabled people more visible in the health system so population health outcomes and patient experiences can be monitored better while ensuring information security, privacy, and protection. 5. Put a system in place so disabled people can record their accessibility needs against their National Health Index, NHI, number. Recording people's accessibility needs will mean those needs can be easily shared with health providers. Disabled people will not have to repeat their needs to providers, and providers will be better able to meet those needs. This work will be guided by disability community expectations and data sovereignty. When and how are the health actions being carried out? Most actions in the health priority area have policy and delivery parts. There will need to be contributions from both the MOH and HNZ in either a lead or support role. Work relevant to the health actions has already started. This includes actions under HNZ's Te Pai Wainga New Zealand Health Plan 2023-2027 and the Ministry of Health's Health of Disabled People Strategy 2023. Based on their roles and responsibilities, the MOH and HNZ are working in the first 6 months of 2026 to scope the work needed. This will include being clear about what work has started, who will contribute, what will be delivered, the order of work, what actions depend on each other. For example, Action 1 will build on HNZ work to improve practices and delivery, and HNZ and MOH will develop and apply an approach to prioritize the policies for review. Action 2 and Action 3 cover work on strategy, policy, operations and delivery. Action 4 needs a policy and system-level approach. Population-level data is needed for monitoring and reporting and to identify where there are ways to improve the health system for disabled people. Action 5 is part of the broader Patient Profile and National Health Index (PPNHI) program being implemented by HNZ. Risks and challenges for the health actions. There are many links between the health actions and many of the actions depend on one another. As a result, slow progress in one action may also slow the progress of other actions. Progress on some projects, such as the PPNHI program, may also depend on securing funding in future budget rounds. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 23rd of April 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.